we discovered a very important story here from the official Foreign and Commonwealth Office website. Now, we are celebrating Christmas, and we believe in the right for Christians and even non-Christians to celebrate Christmas without being told, sorry, you can't have a nativity scene, it offends people, or you can't wear a cross, it offends people. I am against any kind of sort of restrictions on Christians being able to sort of celebrate their religion the way they want to. However, I also believe in human rights. And we have this article here from Jeremy Brown. It's not from him, it's about him, on the FCO website. Jeremy Brown receives petition from Open Doors. Foreign Office Minister Jeremy Brown met with Alice Jones and Lisa Pierce of the charity Open Doors UK to receive a petition against the UN Defamation of Religions resolution. So already I'm thinking, UN, so it's backed by the United Nations, Defamation of Religions resolution. This sounds like basically if you quote unquote slag off a particular aspect of a religion, you may find yourself on the wrong side of the law. So straight away, it sounds very serious. The global public petition was signed by 370,000 people from more than 70 countries to say yes to religious liberty, which is what I'm asking for, and no to the defamation of religions resolution has been tabled in the UN. The UK supports this petition, which is campaigning against the resolution, and is committed to protecting the right to freedom of religion and belief. The concept of defamation of religion is inconsistent with international human rights law, which exists to protect individuals, not religions. The restrictions on fundamental freedoms that it seeks to impose would put in danger the very openness and tolerance that allows people of different faiths to coexist and to practice their faith without fear. For more information on this, go to the article published on December the 6th. Jeremy Brown receives petition from Open Doors. Go to the official Foreign and Commonwealth Office website, fco.gov.uk. Go to the news section. But this idea, I mean, I believe, as I say, in the right, you know, for if you work in an office at Christmas, you should be allowed to have a Christmas tree, to put up some tinsel decorations, maybe a little crib or nativity scene or something. There's nothing wrong with that. And anyone who comes along and says, sorry, it's got to go, it's going to offend our non-Christian our members of staff, I think that's crazy. That's completely loco. However, the idea of enshrining something in law and having this defamation of religions resolution, this is going to it's not going to affect people in England, although you do see taxi drivers being told you can't display St. George's cross in case it offends people. So the idea of practicing your faith or your religion, or it may not be religion, it may just, you know, be something that you believe in, such as the football or whatever. Even in England, you're being told you can't do that, it may offend people. But in England, you can stand up for yourself. What we're talking about here is this resolution will affect lots of people in lots of nations where they cannot defend themselves, where maybe the BBC has been banned from reporting in that particular area. It may be a region where the BBC World Service is vital to any hope of democracy in that particular part of the world. And something tabled in the United Nations itself, the defamation of religions resolution, may be the exact thing that all these horrible dictators and despots are crying out for. This could be absolutely awful for people who are campaigning for human rights. So we support this totally, and we're very happy to see the British government getting behind the campaign. It's the charity is Open Doors UK. Check it out. Go to a search engine and do a search for Open Doors UK. And in the meantime, there is a special human rights Twitter for the FCO. It's FCO Human Rights.